Good evening.
Hello?
We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. What is the year of your birth?
1990.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or some other race?
Black African-American.
Thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the planet?
Negative.
Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the country?
Oof, negative.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I would say it's about like a 6.
Thank you. Now, on the following issues, which 3 are most important to you? Abortion access, crime, economy and cost of living, immigration, climate change, racism and discrimination, national security, education, healthcare, student loans, mental health, or gun violence?
Mental health.
And what are the other 2?
Gun violence. And you said, what did you say about the living? Can you repeat it one more time?
Economy and cost of living?
Yes.
All right. So your choices were economy and cost of living, mental health, and gun violence.
Yes.
Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Is it your hobbies and free time activities, caring for senior family members, your education, economic security and financial independence, work-life balance, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, improving or maintaining mental health, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, advancing in your career, having or caring for children, or other?
The mental health one.
Mental health. And what are the other 2?
Physical health. And... And can you repeat the first 2 again? I'm sorry.
Hobbies and free time activities, caring for senior family members, your education, economic security and financial independence, work-life balance, relationships.
Work-life balance.
Okay, thank you. So we're like work-life balance, improving or maintaining mental health, and improving or maintaining your physical health.
Yes.
Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3 of the following. Being American, your sexual orientation, your spiritual or religious beliefs, being a woman, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, being young, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, and friend, your personality, your hobbies or interests, or your profession?
Definitely the religious one. Being a woman, and hobbies and interests.
Okay, thank you. And when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Is it exhaustion, dread, pride, happiness, disappointment or sadness, anger or frustration, or hope?
Hope and disappointment.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political systems do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but it could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
C.
Thank you. Now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Systemic racism. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Corporate money has too much influence. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Too many old white men in power. Division and gridlock between political parties. The two-party system or none of the above.
I think the what's the money-hungry politician?
Yeah, the power-hungry politician seeking control.
Yes, that. And what was the? Can you repeat the beginning?
And yes, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Systemic racism. Corporate money. Systemic racism, and the last one?
And can you, you can continue with the other one.
Oh, well, actually, if the survey doesn't let me go through if we don't pick the three. So, do you need them once again?
Yes, yes. The, okay. The systemic racism and the politicians being money-hungry.
And then we have corporate money has too much influence, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, too many old white men in power, division and gridlock between political parties, or the two-party system.
Too many old white men in power.
All right, so you chose systemic racism, power-hungry politicians seeking control, and too many old white men in power.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? And do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one is the Supreme Court.
Somewhat.
Community organizations like nonprofits or grassroots coalitions?
Not at all.
Ballot initiatives like proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
Not at all.
President Biden?
Somewhat.
Your state government?
Somewhat.
Your city government?
Somewhat.
Congress?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. So you find that very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating to help enact change through civic participation?
Somewhat motivating.
The next one is, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
I guess not change, or yeah, the not one.
The not at all motivating, or?
Right, not at all motivating.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Somewhat motivating.
And the last one for this section is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Very motivating.
Thank you. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Boycotting a company, do you find that very effective, somewhat effective, not effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Somewhat effective.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Somewhat effective.
Attending a protest?
Somewhat effective.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representative?
Somewhat effective.
Signing a petition?
Very effective.
Voting in elections?
Somewhat effective.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Somewhat effective.
Thank you very much. Now, we're almost there, but I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time. Please bear with me for a couple more minutes. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may or why you may not have voted in previous elections, and you may choose up to three. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Inconvenience, like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop location. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. You did not have time to vote. None of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you faced other obstacles.
It'll be number one, the first one.
Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. What are the other two?
And the other.
The what? I'm sorry.
My phone keeps breaking up. It's, the first and the second one for sure.
So it was that voting doesn't change things that matter to you and inconvenience, like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop location. We're missing one. Do you need them once again?
Yeah.
The next ones were, you didn't think your vote would be counted properly. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. you didn't know how or when to vote or register, or you did not have time to vote?
I think it represent my values.
Thank you. All right, so for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one is, in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Just does that statement make you want to engage a lot more, a little less, or engage a lot less in the political system in the United States?
Engage a little less.
Thank you. The next one is, the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future.
The first...
Was it engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less?
Yeah, engage a lot more. Engage a lot more. Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is, right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages. While the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes, the powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share.
Engage a lot less.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022 mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values.
Engage a lot less.
Thank you. Now, the next few couple of questions are just for statistical purposes only. The first one is, what are the media sources that you check the most for new content? You may choose up to two of the following. Is it national TV news stations, TikTok, international news outlets, local TV news stations, Instagram, YouTube, news or informational articles online, podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, or other?
It would be TikTok and other. I don't think you said Instagram, right?
Oh, yes, we do have Instagram.
Okay, so TikTok and Instagram. Right.
Thank you. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two of the following. Music, health, beauty, and self-care, business and finance, sports, humor or memes, shows and movies, news and current events, government and politics, hobbies, tips or hacks, science and technology or other?
Health and beauty and and worldly events or the event part.
News and current events?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
One, straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Currently employed.
Is it full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off?
Full-time.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I did vote.
For whom did you vote? Was it Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And finally, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
You said that I got from taxes? Got it.
Your total family income from all sources before taxes. The best estimate. It doesn't have to be exact.
I think like 12, maybe 2,400.
Okay, thank you. And that was the last question. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your patience.
Of course, no problem. Have a great night.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.